Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending August 22nd, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today we've got a couple of great segments for you. We'll be talking about channel partners and their use of Web 2.0. And we will be interviewing Patricia Hume from SAP about what's going on at their channel. So Colin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Web 2.0?
VARs and MSPs and ISVs and all other solution providers have been using Web 2.0 technologies more and more to promote their business or become visible in the market. And pretty much everybody has a different way of using it. Some use every site imaginable and some just use one or two sites. But no matter how they use it, they all say that they are finding benefits from it, either building business contacts with other solution providers or finding customers, or even just increasing their visibility. It's kind of a new way of marketing yourself and a new way of doing PR and advertising.
What did you find was the most common application that was used?
Pretty much everybody is on LinkedIn, which is like Facebook for grown-ups. It's a social network for professionals looking to build business contacts, connect with their fellow employees, their partners, their coworkers, and just other people in the industry that might have something in common with them.
So Friendster is now defunct. Do you think I should get rid of my account?
I think you should probably get rid of your Friendster and MySpace account. It doesn't seem like a lot of people are using those too much for business purposes. But if you want to start a band, MySpace might be the way to go.
Thanks, Colin.
Also this week, Patricia Hume, who's SAP's Senior Vice President of the Global Indirect Channel Unit, came by our office to talk with us about what's going on in SAP's channel. Senior news editor Barb Darrow, who's not here this week, news editor Courtney Bjorlin from SearchSAP.com, and myself sat down with Pat to talk about that. And here's what we had to say.
Hey, Pat, maybe you can give us a little update on the influencer program that you guys talked about in April.
As you know, we launched back in April the Global Referral Program, and since the launch, we've actually been able to recruit 1,200 members against our target of 2,000 for the year, so we're pretty excited about the fact that we're tracking really well, I'd say a bit ahead of plan. And when we put the program together, we also set a key performance indicator for revenue, and we're also tracking against our revenue objectives, so we're very positive about the impact that the referral program is having on our business and the business of our customers and our partners.
The second part of this plan to expand your partner system is this announcement of the extended business program. Other than legitimizing these extended partners who previously weren't able to use the SAP logo and take advantage of other benefits, what benefits will this have for your entire partner ecosystem?
Yeah, so as we look at the market opportunity, there's clear opportunity for us to increase our coverage. And one of the ways to increase our coverage is certainly by leveraging the power and the strength of our existing partners. And our existing partners are pretty smart people. They know that in order for them to grow their business, sometimes it's important for them to partner with partners or buddy up with partners. The extended business program that we've just announced is to certainly, as you said, legitimize the relationship between our value-added resellers and their ecosystem. And in doing so, what we find is that we help to deliver a series of benefits. One would be for our value-added reseller, the time to benefit that he or she will get by us participating in helping them recruit and enable and get these buddied up partners really ready to either sell and or implement SAP solutions, we think is of great value to them. When we ran our pilots, this was strong feedback that this would be very helpful for them if we could assist them. So what we've done is we've given these extended business members access to the SAP portal, where we have a plethora of assets, e-learning, training, white papers, customer references, etc., that is now available for their use.
And just a competitive landscape question. And when you talk about SMEs, I'm curious what you're seeing out there competition-wise, if you're seeing Oracle in these accounts or if we're talking about other competitors here.
SAP's strategy is to drive down market. You know, our sweet spot has historically been the upper mid-market space for our business all-in-one product. And certainly in the business one product, we're selling quite well in the small market segment, but that's such a huge market, right? Now, if we want to distinguish between the competition, when we're in the upper mid-market, we do run into Oracle. But as we drive down market, we see less and less of them there, right? We see people like Microsoft, like Sage, and certainly, as you know, there are thousands of small ERP, independent software vendors that made their mark because they decided to grow a business in a region or a local market. And that's really where we find most of our competition, both for A1 as we drive down market and for Business One.
Where does Business by Design fit into all of this and some of the other smaller SaaS providers?
Yeah, so Business by Design is a you know, software as a service offering. It's a delivery model, right? So it's a customer's choice to decide, does he want a product on-premise or does he want it hosted? We've positioned Business by Design, if you will, in between Business All-in-One and Business One, because when we look at the SME market, the small business market we define as 100 employees or less, okay? And then the mid-market is companies of less than $1 billion. So you have a huge market to cover. And, you know, we believe that Business by Design offers our customers an opportunity to have choice. And I think SMEs, more than any other customer in the market segment, is looking for an ability to make a choice.
And just to follow up with that, back in December at the SAP Summit in Boston, SAP executives kind of said that Business by Design was going to be something that SAP provided, and there weren't going to be many opportunities, especially at first, for hosting or services by partners. Do you feel that the downplaying of the partner role has affected the rough launch of Business by Design at all?
What rough launch? Look, the decision on who hosted has really nothing to do with where we are with respect to the product today. The decision was taken because the worst thing a company can do is to allow another company to host a product. We wanted to make sure that it was ready for that from a standpoint of quality, scalability, performance, etc. So I think SAP took absolutely the correct decision. We still have partners. So I think there's a difference between whether you can host it or whether you sell it and allow SAP to host it. It's really irrelevant to the customer. So I think we've been quite successful at a very conscious decision on recruiting for our early partner program, and it's met with great success.
So there was our interview with Pat Hume. I hope you enjoyed it. We're running out of time this week, but before we go, wanted to let everybody know who our very special guest next week is. It's our one and own Elaine Hom. She's going to the IBM Avnet conference in San Antonio, Texas next week. So she'll be reporting back to us with all the great news from there.
You can find the links to the stories we've discussed below on the page. Download this podcast and other past ones. Check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom
and Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.